Wild Talk Radio Network.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, PT.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here.
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Oh, it's the aftermath of Hell in a Cell. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And the show is also supported by Manscaped.com. Right now, you go to Manscaped.com and use promo code WTRLive. That's WTRLive. And save yourself 20% off any product they have right now. Whether that's a lawnmower 3.0, the ball toner, the body wash, the nail grooming kit, and more. You can go to Manscaped.com, use code WTRLive to get 20% off and free shipping. That's free shipping in the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Australia. So once again, go to manscaped.com. Use code WTLI. Your balls will thank you.
You can use it on more than your balls, too. It works on your back. Just saying.
I'm Sir Rocket, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Some people may not want a manscape down there. They might be a little scared to manscape down there. So, you know, you can use it other places, like your chest, your back. They make a nose hair trimmer. They have a manicure kit. Everybody likes well-maintained nails. I'm just saying.
I didn't mention the nail grooming kit.
You can clean up your nails. The holidays are coming. You know, don't have people yell at you because your nails aren't clean. Just saying.
Okay.
I'm trying. That's what I have.
I know. It's fine. You're doing good. You're doing good.
This is new territory for me, chat. New territory. Male grooming products. I had no idea.
So Monday Night Raw opened with the former WWE Champion Drew McIntyre. And he's talking all positive. You get knocked down, you get up twice as strong. He said that if Randy knew what was going through his head, he would be scared. Out came The Miz, along with John Morrison. Miz comes out and holds up his briefcase. And McIntyre told both of them that choose the words carefully, because he was going to drop them. Miz and McIntyre beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania was very impressive, almost as impressive as being a two-time Money in the Bank. Miz and McIntyre wouldn't have to worry about challenging Orton any longer because he has the Money in the Bank contract. Miz and Morrison noted that Miz successfully cashed in Orton once before, and it happened right here in Orlando. They even mentioned this girl. Miz noted Randy will be on A Moment of Bliss later in the show, and he also said he could have cashed in on McIntyre if he was champion right now. And he also, Matt Morrison has said, hey, I hope it doesn't take you 19 years to get another title shot. And then McIntyre attacked both men and left them laying. And then broke Morrison to glasses.
This was a good opening segment. I feel a little bad for Drew. Because their match last night kind of got put in a bad spot, even though it was the main event. And the reason why I'm going to say the main event was a bad spot because of what it had to follow, which was Bayley and Sasha. And by the time you got to the Drew-Randy match, you were a little exhausted because that was the third cell match in one night. And an extremely emotional one had just taken place. And there just wasn't really enough buffer in between Randy and Drew to really, like, reset. So for me, it's like Drew saying, if you knew what I was thinking, you know, you would be scared. I'm like, Woody!
So here's the thing. I dislike about McIntyre's promos. They're just too meh. Like, I don't know what he tries to be sometimes. He tries to be. He's like, sometimes he's a tough guy, and then he tries to do comedy. It's like, but...
I mean, I like that he can show a range. I like that he's not one thing, but I think right now it's the night after. Drew McIntyre doesn't necessarily have a purpose yet beyond going after Randy Orton. And clearly they're going for one more match with this, maybe possibly, depending on what happens.
Probably in December or on a match on Raw.
I mean... Technically, last night should have been it. Randy wins, and at some point, Drew gets his opportunity again because there are no automatic title shots in WWE anymore. So Drew just can't challenge for a rematch.
And with what happened later in the show, it may not be one on one.
Yowie wowie!
Thanks for the follow!
Dayday9018, thanks for the follow. Yeah, so, and that was good timing, too. Because that could be playing a factor in it.
Yeah, but I mean, Drew is proving that he's better with a crowd. Like, he has improved since they've kind of had the crowds back with the video chats and everything. But I think what really helped to make Drew, he's 9. Y'all, we can't curse.
Breaking news. Before we continue, he jumped the gun, but Seth Rollins tweeted, "I hate football."
Aw, poor Seth.
There's still 3 minutes to go.
But how much are they down?
14 points.
Yeah, he hates football. Anyway, I like Drew. Like, I really, really like Drew, but I think what Drew just... I feel like Drew's kind of lost his purpose. And it got lost in being WWE champion, because what made Drew so good leading up to WrestleMania was the fact that he was so driven to get the title. It was that story, that epic story of, what, 14 years in the making or whatever with Drew McIntyre, of him coming to WWE and losing his way, and he got fired, and he went out on the indies, and he found himself again, and he found his way back to NXT, and he worked his way up through NXT and came up the ranks of WWE until he had a title shot at WrestleMania. And that was the epic story of Drew McIntyre, and we were all behind him. We were all rooting for him to win the title, because it was like, this is going to be the first one. He's had this amazing climb. He's done so much. He's earned it. He deserves it. And boom, COVID happens, and it kind of takes the wind out of everything. But for Drew, against all the odds, including a pandemic, to win the title is pretty epic. And what really, I think, hurt Drew over time was... the fact that they just didn't have crowds. He didn't have that big epic moment in front of a crowd where he won. He didn't have that night after crowd, which always puts a lot of energy because there's an international audience there. They would be from the UK, so he would really have that backing behind him. And then as time goes on, he just didn't have really that energy. They didn't have the people that they needed for Drew to feud with. And I think, honestly, his title reign kind of fell a little flat. I don't want to say too much because he was still good. Like, it was still fine. He carried the show through COVID, but it was just he didn't have the feuds he should have had because the people that he needed weren't there. And now the people that he needs are there, but it's too late, I think, for him. I think they need to kind of maybe have him go on a little bit of a losing streak and he finds himself again and he finds that fire and that drive and it reignites in him. And then you have him go for the title again, because I just feel like he's just coming off a little flat right now.
On the show tonight, we were determining who would be on Team Raw for Survivor Series.
Also, Miz was good. Sorry. Continue.
AJ Styles. Miz looked like a star, which he is. AJ Styles with his enormous associate. And took it on Jeff Hardy. AJ Styles got the win. Afterwards, Elias hit Mr. Nero with a guitar.
I like this. This was good. I mean, I like that AJ has Jordan.
Mm-hmm. But okay, it's Jordan. His enormous associate.
Enormous associate is one way to describe him. Just, I can't say it because there's a 9-year-old chat. Anyway, Bad A. There we go. Bad A is another one. But yeah, I like Styles. I like the direction that he's going in. I like that they've given him Jordan, you know, the chance to work with him and the two of them to be a team. And I'm curious to see where this goes because it gives AJ a little bit of a lift. And just, you can tell he's back to enjoying what he's doing because he's feeling it. You can see that he's feeling it. Better, he's a really good actor. But I think he's just having fun again because he feels refreshed being on Raw.
Keith Lee beat Elias to join Team Raw. Jeff Hardy was a distraction by playing some music. And then smashed Elias with a guitar.
Like you do.
And then Sheamus at the end of the night beat Matt Riddle in a really good match.
Yeah.
To join Team Raw for the men.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind another match between Sheamus and Riddle. I kind of almost wouldn't mind a feud between the two. Just two Smash Mouth brawlers going at it. Yes, sir.
I'm on board for it.
I'm here for it.
The women did not have to do qualifying matches, but it was under the direction of authority figure Pierce to and I forget the other guy's name.
Not Pat Buck?
Pat Buck, yes. Pat Buck.
I always want to call him Joe Buck, but it's like, that's not right.
No one got smashed with a guitar in the Sheamus Riddle match. Brent. So Nia.
Also, Brent, don't curse. We have a child in chat.
So Nia and Shayna wanted to be team captain, and they gave authority figure Pierce their suggestions for who should be on the team. As Angel Garza started flirting with Mandy, and then Nia stole the rose that was given to Mandy from Garza, and then Nia, I guess, wants some of Garza, so there's that, and the two teams bickered back and forth, which led then to authority figure Pierce and Pat Buck announcing Nia and Shayna as part of Team Raw, Mandy and Dana as part of Team Raw, and then a four-way match featuring Lana, Lacey Evans, Nikki Cross, and I'm forgetting the last person in the match, Nikki Cross, Lana, Lacey Evans, what was the fourth? Peyton Royce. That's who it was, Peyton Royce. Lana got the win.
And then got promptly put through a table.
Again, she got put through a table. Again, like, hey, you see, hey, we got you. Yay, we're on the team together. Woohoo! And then gets put through a table.
So I'm just going to say this. Shayna Baszler can probably do it better than Nia Jax, or not Nia, Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to throw that out there. So, I mean, if Nia's looking for options and she's into it, I would definitely maybe talk to Shayna about that.
She may have some tricks.
I mean, I'm sure she has some tricks and some tips and that kind of thing.
Gadgets.
And, you know,
anyway.
Weird tongue thing. But, you know, anyway, moving on, because there's a child in chat. We don't want to go there with it. You can tell poor Lana was expecting to team with Natty longer than she did. They were expecting that to be a much more long-term deal because she had gear made.
Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre beat The Miz. No shocker.
Yeah, no shocker.
Drew got his win back from last night, so, you know, it's fine. We had The Hurt Business versus Retribution in an 8-man elimination tag team match, like you'll see at Survivor Series. This one, however, ended in disqualification. With The Hurt Business getting the win when it was down to Mustafa Ali and, I believe, Lashley.
Okay, I have a very serious question.
No, it was Mustafa Ali and Cedric at the end.
Yeah. What was wrong with Mia Yim? Is she okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
that was dumb.
Did she need an exorcist or something? Because there's somebody there that can help her with that.
Okay, I thought, oh, yeah, she's coming in doing some weird distraction thing. And then it continued. It was like, oh, weird.
Well, man, so to be fair,
all your favorite actors are taken. And actresses.
Not everybody knows that Mandy's taken. Not everybody necessarily knows that Angel is married. I think a lot more people are aware Angel is married than Mandy just because...
television happened on WWE TV.
Yeah, they pretty much put it out on social. He got married, and then they put it out, and then he proposed on NXT TV. So, you know, there's that. In terms of Mandy, I don't think, at least for the TV portion of it, I know she has a boyfriend that's not Otis, but for TV purposes she said that she and Otis are still very close, so I think they're not together anymore from a TV sense, but I don't know. Based on what happened last night, I don't know. I'm not sure, but he's going on another show anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Speaking of that, apparently Tucker's moving back to SmackDown. Who knew?
No, keep them apart so that just like Otis like has to wait to get to Tucker.
By the way, during the Miz match, you had Matthew McConaughey and his two sons on the Thunderdome screens.
All right. By the way, can I just say, and we're going to talk about Thursday. We're talking about Hell in a Cell officially on Thursday, but no offense to Otis, but good call, WWE, for putting the Money in the Bank on the Miz. Very, very, very good call.
In the funniest moment of the night, you had Kofi Kingston and Xavier Wood cutting a promo as the Street Profits because they're fighting them at Survivor Series because tag team champs versus tag team champs. And they were doing the whole impression, which is great. And then you had Asuka join them, and it was fantastic. And they were announcing all these matches. And her business showed up. And then Lashley and Zayn gets announced. And Asuka starts yelling. And then she brought up the new because new day rocks. So good.
I am here for a new day. Street Profits feud so much, even if it's not serious. I am, like, my body is ready for that because I've been waiting for it for such a long time. And it's like, oh, yes, yes, they're going to do it. They're going to do the thing. And I'm so, so happy about it. Because I cannot wait to see how the Street Profits respond.
Lince Dorado and Grand Metalik took on Akira Tozawa and Drew Gulak. The Lucha House Party got the win. R-Truth was there and then had to run away.
I'm here for them casually pushing Drew Gulak. I'm completely here for that.
Then we took a step into the Firefly Funhouse.
This was an acid trip.
Bray Wyatt was the Mad Hatter. And I guess Alexa Bliss was Alice in Wonderland?
Maybe? Yes. No, Ash. Street Profits New Day is going to be a step above what the Profits Viking Raiders feud was. It's going to be on another level. We're not going to get the full feud, but we're going to get a little taste of it leading into Survivor Series. And it's just going to kind of be insane based on who all's involved. Because you know they're working together.
Yeah, they are. So Alexa Bliss shows up and she apologized for being late, but she brought tea. And made a special glass of tea from Ramblin' Rabbit. She talks about how all the sugar and everything like else in it. And the final ingredient, the secret ingredient, arsenic.
Well, we need to kind of rewind a little bit. So you see Huskus lusting over the food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were doing to Bray Wyatt's eyes. If he had contacts in or if they were using a special kind of lighting to make them look ultra blue. But they were like, his eyes were popping tonight. And then, yeah, Alexa rolls up his... Alice with the tea and Ramblin's like, oh, you know, tell me what's in it. I may want to share it with my wife. Which I find it still really interesting that Ramblin' Rabbit is married, and I kind of want to know low-key who he's married to, because they're teasing it, which means there could be another character coming, because I think Ramblin' is supposed to represent the fans? Is that right?
I don't know.
I forget. I think you pretty much figure out who all everybody represents except Ramblin'. I think nobody really realizes who Ramblin' is supposed to be in terms of Bray Wyatt's mind, because Huskus is obviously a reference back to his more sloth persona, Husky Harris. Abby the Witch is Abigail. Mercy is Swamp Bray Wyatt, so you have two references to Swamp Bray Wyatt there, and then you have Ramblin', and I think maybe Ramblin' is his true self?
Maybe.
And he keeps killing his true self? I don't know. But, yeah, nobody's ever been able to figure out who Ramblin' is, but yeah. Alexa popped her Ramblin' cherry, she killed him with a glass of tea, because he drinks the arsenic and then he throws up everywhere.
And then they both start laughing. So, everyone's mad, but what, how do you know I'm mad? Because if you enter the funhouse, you must be mad. Wyatt said he heals and comforts, and there's only one thing you could have to do. And he puts his hand on Bliss's forehead.
Bo Leaf?
No, not Bo Leaf. And with the heel hand, her eyes lit up, and she just said, "Let him in?"
With contacts. She had these really creepy contacts.
Yeah. And then, you know, she spoke all happy about having a fun chat with Randy Orton and a moment of Bliss, and then you pan over to Bray, and he's like,
oh my God.
Finds the stick thingy.
He's so not bitter. He's totally bitter. Holy crap, he's totally bitter. I loved it so much because just the look on his face was just everything. Because, like, here's the thing. Randy Orton took Bray Wyatt's title a few years ago, and then Bray has never been able to get back to Randy. Like, his career just kind of took a nosedive after that.
And
like his life just took a nosedive after that. So, like, he has never been able to get back up to Randy.
So
ever. They've teased it a couple times, but he's never been able to get there.
So the rabbit wakes up, he feels okay, he's coming back to his wife, and then Bray beats the hell out of the rabbit.
With the stick. Poor Ramblin', he had to die twice tonight. That's just not nice.
Wyatt then says, I can't wait for a moment of bliss. It's going to be fire. So Randy mentioned throughout the night that he's not afraid of Roman or the Fiend or the former champion. And, you know, we're going to introduce the Fiend to the three most devastating letters in WWE. RK. Oh, so we're at the end of the night. It's time for a moment of bliss. Alexa has a remix of her music. The creepier side is available now. And Randy comes out and she offers him a seat and she's like, no, I'm okay. She's like, I promise I won't bite.
Hard.
Hard. She asked if he was surprised that he was able to deliver a super duper performance. He wasn't surprised, but he wonders, do you have a surprise for me? Like, no, why would I? Every guest would talk show host would want to have the new WWE champion, especially after he and Drew McIntyre burned the house down.
We do not talk about the house incident. We do not talk about it.
Okay, for those just tuning in for the first time, the show is presented by Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com and use code WTLOUD to save 20% off and free shipping. Your balls will thank you. Number two, back in the day, like 2017, Randy Orton joined the Wyatt family.
No, he did not.
He joined the Wyatt family.
He was not an official member of the family.
He was a part of the Wyatt family. And
no,
then
he wasn't.
Randy Orton unfortunately burned down the house.
Honestly, I think the house thing was a little bit more traumatic for me than Harrogate. Just because the Harrogate was just a poor life choice by Taker. The house thing was like Bray Wyatt was on his knees screaming and crying, and it was extremely traumatic.
Because how could a member of his own family burn down the house?
Because he wasn't a member of
the
family.
But he did. He was. He was, in fact, a member of the Wyatt family. You can argue all this you want. He was a member of the Wyatt family.
He wasn't.
He was.
He wasn't.
He was.
No.
Yes.
He wasn't, and that's where I'm standing. Anyway, Ash, going back to your statement real quick, it's actually not a branding iron. It's a something, like a little anti-Wyatt symbol thing, talisman, sign, whatever, that I'm not even sure what it's called because they never explained it in the feud, but it's the sign that Randy used in the feud with Bray to sort of like banish back Bray's evil. It's like a little protection thing that Randy used. It's very weird.
Yeah, something like that.
He did not take Luke's spot. You take that back.
No, he did.
That is blasphemy, sir. And I will not have it on this channel. Can we time him out?
I mean, you are a mod. Anyway, let me continue. So as Alexa Bliss giggled at that, because Randy knew what it meant, wanted where the fiend would be, she giggled, and out came Drew McIntyre. And then Drew and Randy start fighting, and she's just sitting on the top rope laughing. Ha ha! So McIntyre and Orton are beating the crap out of each other, and then Drew's getting ready to hit the Claymore, and then the lights go out. Lights come back on, Drew's in the ring, it's all red. Randy's on the stage, on the ramp. He's walking backwards. And you see him just walking away. And then he feels the presence. He knows he's behind him. You don't see him for a moment, but we all know he's there. Camera pans. He's there. Looks around. He does not turn around because he knows he's there. And he's like, you can see it on his face. Like, well, crap. Now I gotta go fight Drew. Because I'm not fighting him. I don't want to fight him. He's scary. So,
hello, darkness.
My old friend.
My old friend. That's exactly what that look was. He's just like...
So Randy and Drew fought to end Monday Night Raw. Orton got on top of Drew as the show closed on the announce table.
I like how Randy didn't turn around, but you can tell by the way that they're shooting it that the Fiend's going to turn up behind Randy just because they're purposefully not showing the stage behind Randy. And Drew's got this really weird sort of look on his face where he's like half smirking, half laughing type thing. And it was really interesting because it's like you just know he's there. And the whole time you're like, turn around, Randy, turn around, Randy. He's right there, Randy. Turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. And he's not turned around. And then it's like they just pan across and there's the Fiend standing behind him. And Randy's like, crap. And it's like, if I don't turn around, he's not real. I don't turn around, he's not real.
He doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist. He's not here. I'm just imagining things. It's almost like The Undertaker, right? If I don't turn around and I don't acknowledge him, he won't attack me. He'll just leave me alone. And that's when Randy's like, I'm going to go fight Drew. What, you think I wouldn't? You think I wouldn't time out Brett? We do not tolerate blasphemy on this channel. All right? And we will hear nothing bad about Luke Harper. He is a saint.
Brody Lee, on the other hand, yeah.
I will not have the true follower of Wyatt trashed like that. Will not do that. Will not have that in this house. Also, Brent, you're untimed out, so you're... good.
It was only for 600 seconds. It's not long.
Well, no, I removed it.
I know, I saw. Anyway, any other thoughts?
I liked the show. I thought this was a good show. It did drag a little bit in the middle for me, but that's okay because it tends to. Right around that 9:30, 10 o'clock spot is sort of like, oh gosh, let's just get to it. Because I think it was the anticipation of waiting for the moment of bliss. And I believe it was...
And it was also, we got the 8-man tag at that point. So it was like, okay.
I'm not taking it off this time. Anyway. yeah, it was the 8-man tag. I like the setup with Wyatt and Orton. I like that they're teasing it. I hope they don't go for it like right away. I hope that Randy's kind of that one that gets away from Bray for a while. Just because Randy is that smart and that crafty that he can kind of avoid Bray. But in the same stroke, I really kind of hope Bray does get to Randy. I would like the title be involved, but I also would like Miz to take the title off of Randy just to isolate those two.
And here's the thing. You could probably do a three-way. Randy, Drew, and Bray at some point, right?
You could.
And then that's where Miz can get involved, get the belt off of Orton. No one, Drew and Bray don't lose. Randy loses his belt, and
yeah.
everyone goes home happy.
Yeah, everyone goes home happy, and then that way it's fine. I also feel really bad for Retribution. Even though I'm not the biggest fan of the angle, and at this point I really kind of checked out on it, I feel bad for them because I feel like there's somebody or a series of somebodies at WWE that really love the angle and really love the faction and the idea of it. And then there are people who really, really hate it and they're fighting over it because it's like there for a minute, it's like they're pushing Retribution, they're pushing it, and then nothing. And then it's like, well, we need to do something to garner interest. So they signed him to contracts, in quotations. And then they brought Mustafa on as the leader and revealed Mustafa as the leader. Lamans, we'll have to see if Edge is healthy. That all depends on him. If he's back in time, he should be, but we'll see. I think he's on target for Rumble. But it all depends on how he heals with the bicep.
Can I interrupt really quick?
Mm-hmm.
Lamans? The rumor the day before, oh, we're looking towards Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre at Survivor Series. Reported by the same people.
Yeah.
Where we're going? So, just grains of salt. Grains of salt.
Yeah, it's like I wouldn't put in much stock into it because, again, it all depends on Edge's health. I think those were also the same people that were reporting Becky Lynch is going to be back in January.
No. Different people.
Okay, different group. All right. She's not going to be back in January, by the way, because she's due, like, next month or December.
She's due in December.
So, that's not how women's bodies work. I'm so terribly sorry. Going back to Retribution for a second, it's like they keep wanting to push them, but they can't seem to get out of their own way with them because it's like they're pushing them, and then they reveal Mustafa as the leader, and then they instantly start losing. And they've kind of lost that special appeal. Not that they really had it for long, but it's like one of the things that made it really good there for a hot minute was they kept getting in the building, they kept messing stuff up, but they were just damaging property, and it was like, are you going to go after people? And then they started going after people very slowly, and then they did that for a while, and then people kind of lost interest, and then we're here. So it needs a spark, and they keep trying to give it a spark, but then they keep having them lose and lose clean.
Well, night wasn't like, clean, but yeah.
Semi-clean.
It was DQ.
And I'm okay with DQ.
But the Retribution's the mid-card act, and that's basically where we're at. The plan was for a main event feud. It's now mid-card.
Yeah, and it just, I feel bad for them, right? Because I think they're trying. I think they're genuinely trying something. Poor Mia Yim. I don't know what was going on with her tonight. I'm not sure why they had her in the ring convulsing, scratching herself. I was a little concerned, honestly. But I hope they figure out what to do with it. I hope it's just not this where it just like fizzles and dies. Because I would like them to do something with everybody involved because everybody involved deserves something. But at the end of the day, I don't think they're going to get what they want. And it's kind of a waste of talent for who they have in that group because you have Mia Yim and Dominik Dijakovic and Dio Madden and the other one.
Shane Thorne.
Shane Thorne. Thank you. Couldn't remember his name.
Slapjack.
Him, maybe not so much. But like, but then again, I don't know because he never really wrestles, so you never really get to see what he can do. Like, I know he was good in a tag team, but I've never really seen him solo because they haven't really let him wrestle much.
Except for last night.
So it's hard to say.
Except for last night.
Except for last night. But anyway, it's like, and then there's Mustafa who just, I feel like they want to push, but they just can't quite get there with it because it's like they were pushing him, they were pushing them, and they were pushing him. He got hurt. Kofi stepped in, took the spot. And then after that, he's just never been able to find a place because they were going to have him do the hacker storyline. That died. And then they're having him now do the retribution storyline. That's in the process of dying. And so, yeah, I don't know. I feel bad for everybody involved in retribution. I hope they can, like, find their way again. I hope they can figure something else out with it to make it more interesting again. But I just don't know because I think there's two people at war or a series of people at war over it where there's the people that really, really love it. And then the people who are like, this is stupid. We're going to kill it. And they're fighting right now because they started to breathe new life in it again tonight. And then they were like, wah, wah.
Ash, everyone knows who everyone is. Dio, you can tell by his hair.
Yeah, they're not trying to necessarily stay anonymous anymore because they've been, quote unquote, unmasked. So it doesn't really matter because, I mean, we brought that up when they unmasked everybody because it's like Mia Yim has bright blue hair. The very least you could have done is changed her hair color to keep her anonymous, but they didn't do that. And then once the hoods and everything came off and you saw the weird face apparatus situation going on there, it's like, yeah, yeah, okay, all right, we know who everybody is.
But that'll do it for us.
That'll do it.
We'll talk more things Thursday night. Talk what, Hell in a Cell and Halloween Havoc Thursday night on the rack.
Yes, I'm so excited for Halloween Havoc. I can't wait. But yes, tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, where we're going to have news, notes, NXT, Halloween Havoc, Hell in a Cell, and so much more. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight, it's just Super Radio, SuperLive.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com, Wrestle Talk Radio will be on live Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Jam, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's, if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad, because we're hashtag epic partner. Speaking of being partners, we're a Manscaped, hashtag Manscaped Pod, because you can go to manscaped.com right now and use code WTRLive and save 20% off anything on the website. And you get free shipping by just using WTRLive as the promo code at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you or any other part of the body that has hair. Satisfied?
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, people may not be comfortable shaving their balls or their other parts. So, you know, but if you maybe you want to shave your chest or something, the lawnmower is just as effective.
Anyway, go.
You follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LANSWRD.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. As mentioned, we'll see you live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack, and right back here every single Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends at 11 p.m. Eastern, right here along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, and right here, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Talk Radio Network.